This is how Rose Tomei knows she's becoming Canadian.
I can't live without my calendar.
Rose had calendars at home in Syria and later living in Lebanon. But back then, she says, they were just a way to find out what day it was and maybe have a nice picture hanging on the wall. It wasn't until coming to Canada that Rose was introduced to the concept of calendars as a way to make plans, sometimes months in advance.
Like me and my husband, we were shocked, you know. Some people plan for the next year. I had some people say, well, Rose, we can we have you like on next, for example, September? I said, next September, you know, like... From now till next September, you speak? No, we'll never happen.
But it has happened. You know, today, Rose's calendar is dotted with appointments, community events, the doctor and dentist, plans to visit her kids at university, and even if it isn't on the calendar, there's an anniversary that's etched into her mind. January 6th, 2016, the day she, her husband, and three kids left Lebanon on their way to become the first family of Syrian refugees to move to northern British Columbia.
You know, they told us when we had this call from the embassy that they said, well, you have to go to Canada after 2 days. Can you? And we said, well, we can. So said, okay, prepare everything, but you can't take more than 20 kilo for each person. So we were like, can you imagine a whole life? You would pack it in 20 kilo.
20 kilos. That's under 50 pounds. That's less than the weight allowed when you're checking a suitcase on a flight from Prince George to Vancouver. And it's all the Tomeis were allowed to bring on their flight from Lebanon to Jordan, Jordan to Toronto, and ultimately to their new home here in Prince George. It was what they wanted, but it came with some difficult sacrifices.
We were in the plane when we came from Lebanon to Canada. We were thinking of our cat, me and my husband, and we were crying in the plane.
Rose has always had pets. She wanted to be a vet when she was younger, and they had a cat, Tilo, that had fled Syria with them and stayed with them over the 4 years while they were trying to figure out where to go next after Lebanon.
We couldn't bring it with us, you know. He has been living with us for 7 years, even in Syria. But when they called us to come to Canada, they said no.
The Tomeis got a new cat a few weeks ago, named Tilo Jr., after their old companion. Their daughter found him on Kijiji. Rose likes having him around, but she's worried.
So I'm afraid, like, to get an animal and to be... So, like, touch to it, and then I will lose it.
This fear of loss is something Rose has had to deal with a few times since coming to Canada, sometimes at unexpected moments.
I remember one day I went to the seniors. Someone invited us to go to the seniors to join. Like, there was a singing. And I said, yes, I would like to go and volunteer there and be with the seniors. But when I went there the first time, I couldn't stop crying. I was crying the whole time. I thought I was looking at them and see my dad, you know, in them. Mm. Oh, I lived in Syria. And I was so confused. My emotions were very confused. I didn't want to be attached to anyone and to like and then lose, you know. It's so hard, you know, like they ask us, did you enjoy Christmas? Yes, we enjoyed Christmas because... With the love of people here, you know? Like, people here are amazing in Prince George. But it's so hard, you know? It's so hard to be away from your people that you used to love.
Rose told me the reason people in Syria don't make plans on calendars is tied to a saying they have.
We don't say, I will come and visit you. We should say, Inshallah. Inshallah. It means if God will.
She's been thinking about God's will a lot since the conflict started in Syria. And talking to her, I found she tended to express thanks for the good things that have happened to her, like coming to Canada, rather than being upset about the fact that the reason she had to come to Canada in the first place is because explosions outside her home made it too dangerous for her kids to go to school. She told me the story of her family being rejected by Germany. And even in this story, that rejection is a gift from God.
So in Lebanon, immigration... office called us and they said Germany accepted you. And so they took all our passports, but not my husband. They said, you will go without your husband. You and the children. Wow. I can't tell you. I can't express. Like, he used to drive us to the immigration office and he stay in the car and we go to the interview and to the medical test and he's in the car. And my children were crying.
Rosa's husband, Nael, has been sitting beside her as she tells this story. He doesn't speak as much English as she does, but I ask him, what was it like driving your family here every day, knowing that if all went well, they would leave while you stay behind?
So, you know, it was... Yeah, I feel very sad, but I don't have any solution.
حل, yeah, any solution.
يعني عندي فرح روز هذا إنه بتكون تروحوا.
He was like he had mixed emotions. Like he has joy that he was happy that we finally we will go and his children will have future. But he said maybe later I can go and go after you and be with you. But it was easier for him if he can stay and you know we will leave.
Yes. I hope I can ask about this. I think religion is important to you, it seems to me.
You know, like religion as a religion, it's...
I guess faith.
Yes, you know, religion separates people from mm-hmm. each other, but faith and love unites people.
Were you faithful as much before all this happened? Has this deepened it? Have it made you ask questions about things?
Thank you for this
Such
question.
More, right? You know, so.
No, we were used to be like this even in Syria. You know, we used to be like this. We used to have this... faith, and we used to serve even, you know, people, love people, serve people in Syria, you know, because, you know, if you know the God of love, how you can't hate, you just love, you just want to serve, you just want to be. So we were there, but in Lebanon, we got to know God in a different way, like God's a healer. Sorry, you know, but I want to share this, you know, like, we were praying to Jesus, and they said, you know, you are God of love. And because you are God of love, you can't, you know, do a miracle, please. So, and the miracle was that we had this call from Germany that you are refused. But before that, we had this call from Canada that you are accepted.
While Rose and her kids were getting ready to go to Germany, people in Canada had been mobilizing to sponsor Syrian families like hers. In Prince George, the Westwood Church was the first to get the resources together to sponsor a family, and they had selected the Tomes as good candidates. But when Rose received the phone call, she told them thank you, but no, we're already on the way to getting into Germany. She didn't want to end that process. But then, Germany rejected them, so she asked the Canadians if the offer was still open.
I told them, is it the whole family or just me and the kids? And said, no, you all, as a family, come to our immigration office, as a family. And, you know, this is amazing. This is the amazing love of our God.
Rose sees everything about coming to Prince George as a blessing. As we talk, Tilo Jr. takes Christmas decorations donated by volunteers off the tree and rolls them along the floor.
Just with a mission. This is DJ.
When you plays with his new toys.
And when you go through
DJ. Does he have a toy?
Even though it's difficult, Rose is opening herself up. Not just to TJ, but to new friends, a new life in Canada. Tomorrow on Daybreak, we talk about the first year of that new life and what happens when a Syrian refugee living in Canada reads the comments online from people who don't think Syrian refugees should be living in Canada.
I want to say this to the people who against the idea of having Syrians. I would say, we love you.
For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Crieta in Prince George.